You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Friday. It is, you have made it. You are through the week. It is Friday afternoon. You're almost in go-home time. Hit me some applause for Friday. That's right. That's right. We got all of a sudden, you got an explosion in there somewhere too? Why not? Heck, there you go. Nice. Whoop, whoop. And that's Butters hitting all the buttons. Hey, man, how you doing?
Man, I am great. I would like to start out saying the Texas taco soup was awesome.
Was it? Good.
Yes, that was my meal last night. Man. That stuff's good.
All right, man. It's always better too, like a day after it's made, because like all the flavors just kind of settle in together.
It was good.
Okay, now I'm gonna be hungry. Why do we always talk about food starting off like this?
Well,
by the way, thank you for my maple bacon donut yesterday.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think Big Rig ate his in record time.
He did. Like, he snarfed it during one of the commercial breaks.
Yeah. Turn around and bam, and he's licking his fingers. I'm like, what? Oh, I was just enjoying the donut. So,
Big Rig back in the studio on Monday. He's our producer in training. He's been doing really good too. By the way, I've been pretty satisfied. Ain't no buttons got pushed at the wrong times or not at all. So that's good.
It was a good first day on the board. So looking forward to, I guess, turning over the reins.
Woo.
So.
All right, time's coming. All right, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Deliberately did not schedule guests today because I'm determined to get through some things. Yesterday, and by the way, I don't mind it. It's up on the screens right now. I can see the stories are still running on CNN and Fox. But the Texas border was a story that just had its own life yesterday. It was viral. We had to talk about it at length. We had guests that came on about it. It was big doings. Not that we won't talk about it today. We'll be glad to update as things go along. If something develops, we'll break right in and tell you. In the meantime, though, I've got a triple dipper full of stuff that's like super important, and we're going to get down to it. So hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So first out the gate, live free or die. You know, we do this once in a while. You got to keep up because the liberal side of the world is doing everything in the world they can to curtail your Second Amendment rights. They just are. It's like a passion. If they could take away guns and have more abortions, they will be extremely happy. And so we're going to talk about it. Some of the latest things that have happened will compare and contrast with some things that are happening in other Western world nations. Be really glad you got a Second Amendment, let me just say. But live free or die, that's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, yeah, I'm getting to it today. That's the plan anyway. Breaking things that work. What is it with the Biden administration right now that they are determined to break things that work? Like, I don't know, appliances. How about your dishwasher won't be near as effective anymore, but by golly, it'll save you 33 cents a year and certainly reduce your carbon footprint. Breaking things that work. We'll talk about that as number two on the triple dipper. And then number three, yeah, taking the red pill. And I've even got audio now. I mean, when you have a dipper that sits on the table for a couple of days, you get a chance to add to it. And we do. And I've even got red pill stuff from Fetterman, believe it or not. So yeah, we'll talk about that. Are the liberals taking the red pill? Some of them seem to be. So there is. That's a triple dipper. So that's going to be some good content right there. But let me jump over now to my opening monologue, the Right Side Way. And I'll just remind you guys, by the way, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. They are in multiple locations around us. I'm talking about Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six locations around the Birmingham area. Open 7 days a week, y'all, and they will see all ages. Southern Immediate Care, you need something non-emergency, but you need something, head on down and see them, and just know this, they are the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're glad to have them on the team. All right, let me. Some of this came up yesterday in various conversations, including the discussion about Texas. There's a lot of talk on the left and even some on the right about civil war, about the possibility of an armed conflict between the left and the right side of culture. Well, that's some messy talk right there. And let me ask you, does anyone really believe that our problems on the southern border would be improved if Texans started shooting at federal troops or federal troops started shooting at Texans? No. Or does anyone really think the coalition of states who have pledged their support and assistance to Texas would remain intact if that happened? Not for a minute. They would dissipate like dust in the wind. No self-respecting governor of even the reddest of red states is going to announce that he or she is rallying up their troops to march on D.C. Not going to happen. Even if they did, the markets would take a major hit, the economy would sag even further, the cartels that have been given too much leeway on the southern border would suddenly have complete carte blanche to come and go with impunity. The states that make up this nation, we are fully intertwined. Like it or not, California has one of the largest economies in the world just by itself. Texas is host to multiple U.S. federal military installations. Colleges in every state host kids from every other state. Cars that are made in Alabama are sold in New York. Goods that are shipped from overseas ports in Louisiana are then shipped along federal and state-funded highways to all corners of the country. Crab that's caught in Maine is eaten in Illinois, and potatoes grown in Iowa are eaten in Tennessee. Yeah, we're intertwined. But I will say that the Civil War hyperbole has been more ostentatious on the left, it appears. On the right, we might joke about it. We raise our eyebrows, we clink our beer bottles together, we talk about the what-ifs. But the left uses the idea of civil war like a bludgeon. It's an accusation. It's a tactic. I mean, how many times have we had to endure the endless leftist cajoling about the so-called insurrection of January 6th? The infamous day when armed insurgents stormed the nation's capital with the intent to overthrow the U.S. government and install a puppet government designed to do their bidding. You're right. We're informed by the liberal media that, you know, Donald Trump is sure to become a dictator, capable of suspending habeas corpus, doing away with the Constitution, imposing martial law. Never mind that the Congress and the courts and even his most ardent supporters would never even stand for it, even if he had the slightest inclination to do those things. President Biden, he likes to wisecrack that good old honest Second Amendment supporters, just folks who own guns, are somehow dangers to a well-ordered society. Just last year, he made his usual inane remarks when he mocked Thomas Jefferson's famous quote about the Tree of Liberty being watered with the blood of patriots, saying they can't take on the U.S. government because they don't have the F-16s. He does. No joke, man. Not only did he get the quote wrong, but really and truly, who says stuff like that? It's as if the Democrats need a civil war to prove themselves right. They post their memes showing a bunch of good old boys at the range and right next to it a picture of Navy SEALs fully armed, rising up out of the dark surf, believing that it somehow makes them feel stronger in their liberal positions. Well, I've got news. The vast majority of the men and women in uniform don't support leftist positions, and they would likely stand down if an unlawful order to fight their fellow citizens were ever given. The regime media, the leftist politicians, the hand-wringing Karens, and the rioting activists don't realize that their rhetoric just makes them look foolish. And not just sort of foolish, but like full-on clown car, paste-eating, flag-burning foolish. Civil war is not on our horizon. We are just 10 months away from making the real and best change we could possibly make when we go to the polls in November. And the left knows that, and the left is panicking. The left needs to stoke division and promote fear because, as they learned so well during the pandemic, if you can stoke the passions of fearfulness, you can truly control a society. They need your fear. They feed on it. It gives them strength, and it gives them a wicked sense of hope that you will cow down and somehow allow them to continue having their way. So they press on with their claims of insurrection, dictatorship, and brewing civil war. But having said all that, I do want to return to something I said yesterday. What could be on the horizon and what we have to be ultimately careful with is for a batch of stupid to break out. I mean, one moment of stupid on our southern border, one moment of passion from somebody who feels aggrieved, one single shot fired in anger, or a threat to a liberal politician, or a demonstration that gets out of hand, and the left will pounce on it and they'll yell, "Aha, we told you so." And we can't give them that satisfaction. Stupid is as stupid does, according to the great philosopher Forrest Gump, and we need to keep the stupid tamped down. But let me also lay this on you. There was a scene in the movie Gladiator in which Maximus looked at Senator Gracchus and he said, "The time for half measures and talk is over, Senator." And I'll add to that what Ronald Reagan once said, that the future does not belong to the faint-hearted, it belongs to the brave. We do not have the luxury of sitting idle. There is a true movement afoot to undo our culture, our traditions, our liberties. It's happening on a daily basis, and I'm concerned what our nation would look like if we had to endure another four-year Biden term. That's why I'm so much in favor of the stand that Governor Abbott is making in Texas. But that stand is calculated, it is well thought out, it is smoothly implemented, and it is in Biden's face. It has the backing of legal precedent, and with overwhelming public support, Governor Abbott is moving well past half measures and talk, and there's nothing stupid about it. He's taken a hard stand that he was elected to take. Abbott is engaging in the full measure of what he can do with what he's got, and it's working. And he's rising to the occasion that he was elected to handle for such a time as this. And he's rallying true support, real Americans, people who see what's at stake. One of my favorite passages from Scripture is 1 Chronicles 12. In that passage, we're told about a group of men who became known as David's Mighty Men. I've always pictured like that close-knit group of guys who fought with William Wallace and Braveheart sitting around the fire. That's what I picture in this passage, 1 Chronicles 12. Warriors. Warriors who can handle themselves in battle despite all the odds. But you know what? There was not a touch of stupid in them. Nobody was rash. Nobody was known as being disorderly or undisciplined. And one of the groups who made up David's Mighty Men were called the Sons of Issachar, of whom it was said that they were, quote, men who understood the times with a knowledge of what Israel should do. Listen, that's where we have to be. Conservatives everywhere right now are getting busy, and we should. People who have never gotten involved in anything more than Sunday school are now leading calls for change, organizing groups to lobby their elected officials. Local and state politicians are taking notice. State houses are seeing the formation of state-level freedom caucuses. Moms are questioning school boards. Libraries are being brought back in line. There is a sense of purpose in conservatism right now, perhaps more than we've seen in recent memory. And these are all, by the way, smart moves. Not a bit of stupid in it. Because y'all, the conservative right, we don't want civil war. We just want our country back. We aren't spoiling for an actual fight, screaming for blood. There's no true and organized effort for insurrection. Donald Trump is likely to be the nominee, and he is not a tyrant, and we are not stupid. We can think for ourselves, and we can do the right things, and we can take the right stands, and we can do it in such a way that we are indeed showing that we are fully and completely aware of our times and we have knowledge of what America must do. And the time for half measures and talk is over. And ain't no stupid in that. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. I mean, the reality is this. The left, they will stoke the fuels and the fires of so-called civil war. They'll claim insurrection and rest assured there's going to be a tyranny and a dictator in the office. And they'll try to invoke that panic. It ain't real. But we also cannot give them the catalyst to make those calls. January 6th was not an insurrection, but it was a mistake. We gave them the ammunition, and we can't do that again. But we can still take our stands, and we can do it the right way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.